Yo, Donald, are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
President Trump tapped former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton to become his third national security advisor. Bolton is known for advocating hardline positions on Iran and North Korea. His appointment is raising concern about an increased possibility of military conflict in different global crises.
Thanks for coming, and it's good to finally meet you. Absolutely. I've heard that you're absolutely the devil incarnate. I wanted to meet you.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Mom! Mom! Wait, hey, what is it? What's going on, hon?
I'm scared.
Did you have a bad dream?
No, Mom.
Are you scared of the monster under the bed?
No. It's the new national security advisor, John Bolton. He's a warmonger who's called for preemptive strikes on North Korea and Iran. He's gonna get us all killed.
Preemption opponents argue that action is not justified because Pyongyang does not constitute an imminent threat. They are wrong. The threat is imminent. The inescapable conclusion is that Iran will not negotiate away its nuclear program. Time is terribly short, but a strike can still succeed. Mustache can kill on command. He never said that, but I bet it's true. I bet it's true.
We've got John Bolton. In 2005, he was too crazy to get confirmed by the Senate, right, Mike? Well, who's crazy now, huh? Who? The answer is John Bolton.
Our incoming national security advisor, John Bolton, is being portrayed as an unstable warmonger. Here to refute that image is Ambassador John Bolton. Ambassador Bolton. Sir. Ambassador Bolton, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Stephen. It's very important for me that nobody thinks President Trump has handed the keys to the war machine to some sort of hair-trigger lunatic.
Well, that's very reassuring, sir.
Because if I heard someone say that, I'd blow him up quick. Trump's giving me the nukes, bloody boom, bada bop 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 bop, bam!
Sir. Woo!
I'm as soft and tame as General Snowball.
I'm sorry, who's General Snowball?
That's the name of my mustache. He's my closest advisor and a brilliant tactician.
Well, sir, I can see that he's served you well. Now, Mr. Bolton, you have called for the use of military force against North Korea and Iran, but is that really the best option? When you think about it, what about sanctions?
You know what they say, sanctions, smanctions, mandy patanctions. I'm gonna send some big fat tanks in. Babbity boom, slabbity boom, la 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 la, ho!
Sir. Do we or do we not need to worry about you advocating for preemptive strikes?
Stephen, I'm a rational man, and reason dictates that whether it's an Ayatollah, some rogue king of Denmark, or the person taking too long in line at the airport tomorrow, you hit them first. Biggity boom, beam, bom, bom, bada 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 bada.
Sorry. Ambassador Bolton, I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying, sir, that you, while you were trying to get lunch, punched a total stranger at, and I want to make this clear, you were at an airport Sbarro's waiting for your pizza?
That would make me look like a crazy person. I took his ear. Lunchtime, General Snowball. Here we go.
All right. Mr. Bolton, after talking to you, I can't believe I'm saying these words. I think you might be more unstable than Donald Trump.
Oh, come on, Stephen. I'm not the madman the media and my words and behavior make me out to be.
Tear my world out my mind, and don't you know?
Mr. President.
Wow, spring is sprung. All winter long, adult film stars have been hibernating. Bellies full of fish, and now they're all emerging from their caves, giving interviews to Anderson Cooper.
Sir, why haven't you refuted the Stormy Daniels allegations?
I'm trying to take the high road and do everything I can not to have a picture of my penis go public.
Are you having trouble hiring lawyers?
I've got great, great lawyer. His name is Jay Sekulow. He looks like the one guy in the Women and Children lifeboat, and he's working hard on my case in the makeup chair between cable news appearances.
A quick recap of the week, and it was actually a somewhat slow one for the Trump White House in that it only saw the fallout of a porn star's 60 Minutes interview, a speech featuring a seemingly ad-libbed reversal of our entire military strategy in Syria, and yet another cabinet-level departure with the firing of VA Secretary David Shulkin.
President Trump has fired his Secretary of Veterans Affairs, David Shulkin.
I spoke to the president yesterday. We spoke about the progress that I was making, what I needed to do from a policy perspective.
That's before you were fired?
That's correct.
You spoke to him. He made no mention of the fact that he was about to terminate you?
That's correct.
And then you found out via tweet?
Right before that, the chief of staff, Kelly, gave me a call, which I appreciated, gave me a heads up. And so, but that was much after the phone call.
The White House is now bizarrely insisting that the decision was actually Shulkin's, releasing a statement saying Secretary Shulkin resigned from his position as Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. But in a series of interviews this week, Shulkin has tried to make clear that that actually was not the case, without saying specifically that he was fired.
Were you fired or did you resign?
Well, Jake, I came to run the Department of Veteran Affairs because I'm committed to veterans and I'm committed to fighting for them. And I would not resign because I'm committed to making sure this job was seen through to the very end.
So you were fired?
I did not resign.
Don't believe the fake media, everybody. We've had such a great year and I've fired so many people. H.R. McMaster, Rex Tillerson, Omarosa. I said, if your name sounds like a children's book character, you're toast. Get them out. And they're gone.
I mean, I actually went back and looked at all the people who've left the White House. And it depends, first of all, it depends on how you define senior staff members. But by my count, the number of senior officials that have left this administration, we're losing one essentially every 9 days with Shulkin's departure.
Yep, it seems to be 8 or 9 days.
And not only that, but I went back and looked at all the ones who'd actually been officially fired, not just resigned under pressure. And I think McMaster was the only one where Trump himself actually did the firing. Every other case, it was either Kelly or someone else that that had fallen on that sword. And I think that's a remarkable thing, especially for the you're fired president.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
President Trump's hardline immigration tweets this weekend are the result of A, advice he received in private from Fox hosts, followed by B, him reacting to Fox coverage.
Fox and I.
On Friday night, Trump reportedly dined at Mar-a-Lago with Fox's Sean Hannity, a regular outside advisor the president consults on policy. Hannity reportedly urged Trump to take a firmer line on immigration to secure the base in the midterms. The next morning, Fox and Friends ran multiple segments criticizing California Governor Jerry Brown's decision to pardon 5 immigrants who were facing deportation. Trump responded with a furious tweet that quoted from a Fox graphic and tagged the network. Later Saturday, Trump met with Jeanine Pirro, another Fox host, an outside Trump advisor. Pirro reportedly echoed Hannity's call for a tougher immigration stance. Saturday night, Hannity dines with Trump again, this time joined by disgraced former Fox exec Bill Shein.
Fox and I.
Sunday morning, Fox does a series of frantic reports on a BuzzFeed article about a caravan of Central American migrants headed for the U.S.-Mexican border. In one of those reports, Border Patrol Union head Brandon Judd criticized catch-and-release immigration policies and called for nuclear option to pass GOP immigration legislation. Within the hour, Trump responds with a wild tweet storm echoing Judd on caravan, catch-and-release, nuclear option, threatening Mexico, and declaring no more DACA deal because migrants are trying to take advantage of it. Much of this makes no sense, but Trump reiterates the comments when asked about them by the press pool as he is about to enter church for Easter services. The tweets upend the administration's efforts to heal the U.S.-Mexico relationship. Fox and Friends is extremely excited the next morning. Trump is apparently watching again and does another angry tweet storm about Mexico, reiterating the points from the day before. Trump was tweeting about a Fox and Friends segment about Trump tweeting about a Fox and Friends segment. The feedback loop is tighter than ever.
Fox and I, liberated from emotions, exploring other oceans. While you said we for hell.
Yesterday was Easter, the holiest day of the Christian calendar, so Trump woke up bright and early and tweeted to his followers, Happy Easter. And all was right with the world for 90 minutes. And then Trump started raving about caravans of immigrants.
He says this, Border Patrol agents are not allowed to properly do their job at the border because of ridiculous liberal Democrat laws like catch and release. Getting more dangerous. Caravans coming. Republicans must go to nuclear option to pass tough laws now. No more DACA deal. Mexico is doing very little, if not nothing. It's stopping people from flowing into Mexico through their southern border and then into the U.S. They laugh at our dumb immigration laws. They must stop the big drug and people flows or I will stop their cash cow, NAFTA. Need wall.
Ah, yes. Who could forget how Christ rose on the third day and said unto his followers, we gotta do something about all these Mexicans. Not that I'm surprised Trump doesn't embrace the spirit of Easter. I bet every kid who found an egg on the White House lawn is getting a bill within the next week.
We have had terrible egg deals for too long. Kids have been taking our eggs. They've been laughing at us.
So saith Genesis. When all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread.
Bread's expensive, people. Good move by the Pharaoh.
Mr. President, would you like to say a few words? Totally optional, by the way. We'd understand if you'd rather not.
Wow! Jesus never drew a crowd this big. Did you know he was Jewish? You picture Hugh Jackman. Would Jesus actually look like a little orthodontist?
I want to thank the White House Historical Association and all of the people that worked so hard with Melania, with everybody to keep this incredible house or building or whatever you want to call it, because there really is no name for it.
What do you mean there's no name for it? There's a name for it. It's the name everyone calls. It's the White House. I used to think you put your name on buildings out of pure ego. Now I think it's just so you can find them. You're talking to a crowd of even the children know what it's called. And if they hadn't learned it yet, you could just ask them to describe it, and they'd still probably get the name right. Trump talks about the most famous building in the world like a nervous tour guide on his first day.
And we call this the Pale Home. No, that's not right. I should have written this down. Duh!
Now, remember, this is to an audience of young children. We're just there to play games with eggs.
Mr. President, what about the DACA kids? Should they worry about what's going to happen to them, sir?
The Democrats have really let them down. They've really let them down. They had this great opportunity. The Democrats have really let them down. It's a shame. And now people are taking advantage of DACA, and that's a shame. It should have never happened.
Now, obviously, those kids didn't say anything, but if they did, I imagine it to be something like, in order to qualify for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, you have to have lived here continuously since 2007 and been under 16 when you arrived, which means no one arriving now would qualify for the program. And on top of that, you're the one who canceled it last year, after which you rejected multiple bipartisan compromises to save it. So what you're saying makes absolutely no sense. Now, shut up!
I am the Eggman.
Oh,
Hey, kids. It's DJT. There's problems in the streets. Facebook jacking your stats. George Soros bribing you to be crisis actors. But you know what's really messed up? Robert Mueller. He wants to lock me up just for being myself. So it's time to show him what's up. A week from Monday, we're going to walk out of school and proclaim that we want to fire Robert Mueller.
Fire Robert Mueller.
Fire Robert Mueller.
We need to act. It ends today.
Robert Mueller's super poor.
Fire Robert Mueller.
Fire Robert Mueller.
Fire Robert Mueller.
Fire Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller.
Fire Robert Mueller.
I'm the first lady.
Fire Robert Mueller. Peace.
Isn't this such a good-looking crowd? What beautiful donors.
Well, you can see through the lights, sir.
Of course, my contact lenses are the best. They come all the way from an optometrist in Moscow.
Oh, I see. You mean you have Russian contacts?
That's right, Mike. I have such powerful Russian contacts. I can spot thumbtacks on the floor from 20 yards away.
Oh, good for you, sir. You must be able to step around those tacks.
Exactly, Mike. I call it tax evasion. My Russian contacts make evasion easy. They're so great, I can even spot dead leaves on my trees and then tell the gardener to chop them down.
Oh, well, that's horrible, sir. Chopping down trees is a sin. That's a tree sin.
Well... thanks to my Russian contacts, I've been committing treason for years.
The special counsel told President Trump's attorneys that the president remains under investigation but is not a criminal target. Quote, in private negotiations in early March about a possible presidential interview, Mueller described Trump as a subject of his investigation into Russia's interference in our 2016 election. Prosecutors view someone as a subject when that person has engaged in conduct that is under investigation, but there is not sufficient evidence to bring charges. The special counsel also told Trump's lawyers that he is preparing a report about the president's actions while in office and potential obstruction of justice, according to two people with knowledge of the conversations.
If the special prosecutor believes that President Trump committed obstruction of justice in the presidency, he might decide that the best way to deal with that is to leave it to Congress to consider as a possible cause for impeachment. And the way special prosecutors deliver their findings to Congress for impeachment is through a written report. The Washington Post has more. Mueller's investigators have indicated to the president's legal team that they are considering writing reports on their findings in stages, with the first report focused on the obstruction issue, according to two people briefed on the discussions. Under special counsel regulations, Mueller is required to report his conclusions confidentially to Deputy Attorney General Rod J. Rosenstein, who has the authority to decide whether to release the information publicly. They've said they want to write a report on this to answer the public's questions, and they need the president's interview as the last step. One person familiar with the discussion said of Mueller's team.
Okay, welcome back. Sit down. My next guests, Don Jr. and Eric Trump. Let's get to it. Don't you think it's strange that we've never seen Robert Mueller and El Chapo in the same place at the same time?
Good point, Sean. I mean, how can we trust a guy who, rumor has it, breastfed until he was 11?
Yeah, Sean. Who stops breastfeeding that early?
What about you, Jared? Doesn't Mueller's very active investigating Trump imply an anti-Trump bias?
You know, actually, according to legal statute...
Okay, Four Eyes.
Sign in, Jared. An ad friend.
Another Trump! This is the happiest day of my life since everybody else here got fired for cause and I became the last best white guy.
Come on, Jared.
All right, fine. Robert Mueller is a Muslim Mexican sponsored by the deep state to convert Americans into transgender bathrooms.
Yes, Jared, that's how you play ball, Jared.
Mueller also reinforced the need to interview Trump to understand whether he had any corrupt intent to thwart the Russia investigation and complete this portion of the investigation. The special counsel's description of President Trump's status has also sparked debate within the president's inner circle. The report goes on to say, quote, The president and some of his allies seized on the special counsel's words as an assurance that Trump's risk of criminal jeopardy is low. Other advisors, however, noted that subjects of investigations can easily become indicted targets and expressed concern that the special prosecutor was baiting Trump into an interview that could put the president in greater legal peril.
Okay, so we've got everything under control, right?
Oh, sure, I think.
Yeah, I mean, sure, no problems here.
Okay. Wow, what was that? A subpoena? At least I got a big one. No problems there, right, Mike? You know what? Maybe I should talk to this Mueller guy. I've got nothing to hide.
No, sir. I am a recovering attorney, as you know. And I am advising you to do anything but talk to Mueller, okay? Buy a turtle. Buy two turtles. Make them sing. Learn to take care of them. Take up cooking. Any kind of cooking. Tennis. Cook a tennis ball. Anything but talk to that man. Do not talk to that man.
Well, I don't know. Sir, you've got a lot of options. You could resign. You could step down. You could retire. The world is your oyster, sir.
Now that our wives are leaving us, we can do anything, Dad.
I am your confessor.
Sorry, pal. I don't do confessions. But I know this dweeb named Mike. He'd totally be into it.
I am here for only you.
Ooh, sexy. Mueller. Can't get me, copper. Mueller.
Are you so morally vacant that you cannot confess to your crimes, even within your own mind?
Yes? No.
I brought a cheeseburger for the confessor, but I guess you're not him.
Wait! No. I'm the confessor. Yeah, I could do that. I did it all. Conspiracy, obstruction, collusion. Conjunction, junction, what's my function?
I want the truth.
I can't handle the truth!
Are you not all alone, drifting in a sea of self-deception? I already know about the money laundering and the data mining and those dirty deeds in your Russian hotel room.
Oh yeah, still got it.
You'll never be free unless your confession is absolute.
Okay.
And you are a liar, are you not?
Yeah, it's true. Half the crowd at my inauguration were blow-up dolls.
Yes! Now the truth is flowing like an icy fjord.
I'm jealous of coal miners because they can get away with doing blackface.
Coward! Oh, little Donnie's afraid. Poor little Donnie. You're a bad, bad little boy.
Mommy was always in charge. But being bad made me in charge.
Little dummy diaper boy. Give me more.
I can't read. I once ate dog poop. I'm getting dementia like my mom and dad and mom.
More.
I paid for sex.
Well, not with everyone. Some people incredibly actually like you.
But I tried to pay them, and then I'd pay them not to talk about it. Because nobody likes me. Nobody wants me.
Your closest confidants have all abandoned you. I've absorbed them into the infinite reach of my unending investigation. Flynn. Gates. Dunberg. Papadopoulos.
Nani Papropos.
Ivanka.
No.
They are all a part of me now.
Daddy?
Baby?
Now you will join them in the everlasting purgatory of the justice system.
No, I'll never join you.
Bye-bye, Donnie. For now.
Oh, it's Mueller's men, sir. They're right outside. There's no way out of this.
It's fine, Mike. Call my lawyer, John Dowd. He'll make them go away.
Sir, John Dowd quit.
Guys, the FBI works for Sessions, and Sessions works for me. Problem solved.
Jeff Sessions recused himself, sir.
How did this all happen? I've surrounded myself with idiots and criminals. No one understands my struggle. Alles, was ich in Herzen habe, kann um die Herrlichen unserer Nation mein Mädchen vor 1000 Jahren retten.
That's it. It's go time. Move in. Now.
Oh, oh God.
What the hell is this? What the hell is this?
You're under arrest, Mr. President. We've got you dead to rights.
My Führer, I will see you in court because you do not have any evidence.
Actually, we've got it all on tape.
Spin, Kellyanne. Spin like the wind.
Get him, boys.
Absolutely, sir. It's pretty simple, Chuck Todd. President Trump is going undercover in the FBI to expose their crimes. Right now, the FBI is escorting the president to a secure location where the president can interrogate them. If you think of it that way, it's really the FBI that's under arrest. Wait. The FBI is taking the president to dinner. The FBI loves the president. The president reminds the FBI of its daughter. Oh, look, it's the FBI, which stands for Fun Birthday Institute. They must be taking the president off to his party. Happy 40th birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, David Dennison. Happy birthday to you. In the words of Sinclair Media Group, this is extremely dangerous to our democracy. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. And so am I. Bye-bye.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.